Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
They're being egged on by...
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Estate agents who often secure an instruction based on an over-optimistic valuation. An asset is only worth what somebody else is prepared to pay for it, the old saying goes. But in the property market, the person who actually makes that decision is often the surveyor who values the property on behalf of the bank or building society that's lending you the money to buy it. So what happens if the surveyor decides that the property is worth less than the offer that you have put in? Do you plead with the vendor to accept a lower price, or do you plead with the bank to lend you the full amount? Tanya Poley and Lucy Warwick-Ching have been investigating what is likely to be a growing problem, and Lucy joins me now. Lucy, lots of people have been saying that sellers are getting too greedy, but is there any evidence that so-called down valuations are on the increase?
So it's more that people are expecting down valuations to increase. At the moment, the figures are just showing that they are happening, but they seem to be quite steady. There's lots of talk on Twitter, and brokers that I've been speaking to have said that every one of their brokers have clients starting to report